Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. This week, I have seen and heard from quite a few people that they suffer from hair loss. Their questions, why? How's that possible? What can I do about it? Is it due to food? Is it due to allergies? Is it due to weather? Is it due to medication? What is it due to? What's going on? Well, those are all possibilities. But I did decide to do some research as I had more hair loss than normal also over the last probably year or so. And I decided I'm going to find out what's going on. And can you believe this? I'm going to share the information I have found. So, question number one, do you clean your hairbrush regularly? If yes, why and how? And I'm going to get into this afterwards. Did you know that the bristles play an important hair day? Wow, interesting. The hairbrush bristles have a big impact on whether you have a good or a bad hair day. Well, Dr. Melissa Pilling, dermatologist who is specializing in hair loss at the Cleveland Clinic, says the hairbrush keeps the outer layer of the hair smooth and helps redistribute oil from the scalp. The brush doesn't work well when filled with hair. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that everybody has looked at their hairbrush after brushing it and, oh, wow, I think I need to clean this. Did you do it right away or did you put it off and then use the brush again and go from there? Well, those are all good questions and things because the hairbrush has more to do with your hairdo or how it holds than we actually imagine. There was also a J.B. Shelton, a hair and strength stylist for Bosley Professional. And he states that a clean brush is important because you don't want scalp and hair residue on your brush being applied back on top of clean hair. Think of the exfoliating power of your brush. That dead skin stays on the bristles and pad of the brush if not removed. Yuck. Just thinking about that. I mean, walking around, you can see people who have dandruff and whatnot, and you go, oh my goodness, I definitely would not want to use their hairbrush. I like to have healthy, shiny, and strong hair. So, back to the question, how often do you clean your brush? And what do you need to do to clean it, and how is it done best? How often do you brush your hair? And when to replace your hairbrush? So let's go into that. How often do you brush your hair, first of all? Dr. Melissa Pilling says, twice a day is actually good. In the morning when you get up, and at night before you go to bed. You don't really need to brush it 100 times during the day like somebody else used to mention. That was an old wife's tale. So twice is okay. If you need to do a little bit more, that's okay. But try not to, because every time you brush, number one, you create and stimulate the oil glands to secrete the oil to nourish the hair. And, of course, if you keep that on your brush, you're pulling it through your hair all the time, and it starts putting a coat on it, a coat on your hair that you did not expect. So we don't really want to do that because this is not good. We don't want to put layers on layers of product on top of our hair. Without knowing really what's going on. It's kind of like the same. There was the time period when Pledge was so new and so hyped up that everybody used Pledge on their furniture daily. And after a while, they saw a tremendous buildup. And actually, I know of some people that had to take their furniture in and have them stripped and refinished so they could actually go and use the furniture again and just maybe apply this or something else that's not as heavy duty once a week or once a month to keep the wood nourished, healthy, and sealed versus being abused. And the same with our hair, except our hair is even more sensitive to build up and brushing and stimulating the oil glands than the wood is. So that is one thing. So I decided I'm going to find out, how do you clean your brush best? And I there's some things that are so important. What you need to clean your brush is a rat tail comb. That's the one with the very thin end, so you can easily go underneath the bristles on the brush and pull them up and pull them out. Scissors, and those are actually for round brushes, so you can cut the hair at both ends all the way through with scissors, being very careful, so it's easier to pull it out, because with round brushes, it really sticks to it and gets really tight. So if you use the scissors, and I would use pointed scissors so it's easier to go through, cut the hair and then pull it out. Then use a large bowl so you can put warm water in it and a mild shampoo. Then kind of, you know, tap the brush in there and soak it and make sure that all the hair and all the products get loose, and then definitely rinse it really well, and then put it upside down on your bristles onto a towel to air dry. That's the best way to do it. And I mean, Dr. Piliang said maybe once or twice every week or every other week is what most people do, but she recommends actually to do it more frequently. What I do is I look at my brush, I pull out my hair every day after use. I look at it, and especially after I dyed my hair, or my husband dyed my hair, and he used it to brush my hair, I definitely wash it with a mild shampoo or a mild soap, you know, Dove soap or something, to make sure that all the residue is out. So those are actually some very important things. Hairbrush. There is even, I mean, I am just really floored with what I found out. But you need to choose your hairbrush that is best for your hair type. So if you have really, really curly hair, you do not want to use a very tight bristled brush. You want something bigger. For example, a big comb with big teeth, so it does not, you know, stick to it, cling to it, get caught in it in the knots and stuff. You want to make sure you do it easy. Another thing that I had learned was to brush your hair bottom up because it's layered. So if you start on top, you pull the tangles down and you get more and more, it accumulates. But if you brush from bottom up, you release what's at the bottom and you go up and you can pull it through because the bottom is already clear. So you can just pull it through and do it that way. So that's pretty good. So choose a brush that's definitely according to what you need and what your hair needs. Both experts, Dr. Piliang and Shelton, recommend for wet hair to have a wet brush or a wide tooth comb, which will both do the trick. Shelton likes actually the wet brush because the flexible bristles help detangle While Dr. Piliang likes the white tooth comb, especially when used with conditioner, pulls the hair less. Again, so you don't pull it out, you just comb through gently. If you're using a blow dryer, Dr. Piliang recommends finding a brush with a ceramic or ion center, as they help the hair dryer dry faster, giving it less exposure to heat. So you don't really want to dry your hair with the highest heat. Go with medium or low, depending on what you have. There's one type of brush you should steer clear of, according to Shelton. That's metal bristles, because they will tear up your hair. And he explains why. Because the metal is very damaging to the hair. And once you find the right brush for your hair, know when it's time to let go and replace it. And then there's the question, when should you replace your hairbrush? And both Shelton and Piliang agree that once you start seeing missing or bent bristles or can't seem to clean the brush properly anymore, it's time to say goodbye and send it off to the place where every day is a good hair day. So you really want to make sure that you have the best things for your hair ever, because your hair is something that frames your face, makes you you. That gives you character. That gives you beauty. That definitely allows you to do certain things that you can't do when you don't have any hair. Well, not everybody has hair, and not everybody needs hair, and some people have lost it due to medications, some people due to allergies and whatnot. But I want to make sure that you won't lose excess hair. We normally shed between 100 to 400 hairs a day, according to my hairdresser, which is normal. But anything above and beyond that is excessive, and that's what I want to help you prevent. Make sure from today on, you really, really take care of your hairbrush. Use one that's appropriate for your hair. Don't use metal bristles. Use plastic bristles. So it's easier to, number one, clean, and easier on your hair to go through. And make sure there is no buildup, so you don't take it back onto your clean hair every day when you brush. And please do not overbrush. Morning when you get up and evening before you go to bed is actually enough, unless you have a function to go to and you want to make sure it's just a little bit better. So this is just a quick share about that. I have included a YouTube link. Unfortunately, I could not hyperlink it, but you can copy and paste it into your URL so you can see how they clean the brush in case you have any questions about it. For feedback, questions, information, contact me at dythompson, that's thompson, @gmail.com, or send me a voicemail or a text at 562-335-4956. And I did say voicemail or text, and I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. In the meantime, I'm going to say stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And I'm looking forward to hearing from some of you and see if you had excessive hair loss and if after a while of taking care of your hairbrush the proper way helped you stop losing your hair excessively. And if that's not the case, you might want to go to one of those people who actually know how to take care of your hair and give you some advice. And if that's not enough, you might need to go to a dermatologist who specializes for hair follicles and whatnot to give you maybe an analysis and see what you can do so you can keep your precious hair. I wish all of you a great week, and I'll talk to you again next week. Bye.